Title: Phil and Ableton Live 12, Polish It with Minimal CPU Load for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Advanced. Alright, let's talk about the Phil stage of mastering in Ableton Live 12 for old school jungle and drum and bass. This is that final polish moment where your track stops sounding like a good mix and starts sounding finished. Dense, glued, loud enough, and vibey. But the rule today is minimal CPU load, dock devices, smart gain staging, and no nonsense. The target sound is that 1994 to 2001 kind of finish. Crispy breaks, solid sub, a bit of grit, and everything moving like a single machine without flattening the groove. Before we build anything, quick mindset check. Mastering isn't rescue. If your breaks feel thin, or your bass is unstable, the master chain can't magically turn that into a classic. It can only enhance what's already there. So we're going to enhance, not repair. Step 0. Prep like a pro, fast. First, give yourself headroom. On your premaster, aim for the loudest section to peak around minus 60 BFS. Minus 3 can work, but minus 6 is comfortable and keeps you honest. And remove any demo limiter you had on the master while mixing. If you've been mixing into a limiter, your balance decisions are already biased, and the moment you remove it, everything changes. Next, set your project sample rate to whatever you're delivering, like 44.1 or 48K, and don't change it mid-project. And remember, your CPU is best spent in the mix, not on a fancy master chain. If your session is heavy, consider printing a premaster. Literally resample your mix to a new audio track, and master that. It stabilizes CPU and it helps decision-making, because you stop tweaking the mix while mastering. Now step 1. Reference and monitoring sanity. Drop one or two reference tracks onto their own audio track. Keep that track muted by default. Put a utility on the reference track, and pull it down until it feels roughly as loud as your premaster by ear. Start at -6 to -10 dB. This is important, because if your reference is louder, your brain will always pick it as better, and you'll chase loudness instead of impact. Your goal is not higher lufs at any cost. Jungle is impact and movement. The track should breathe, and the breaks should feel alive. Now step 2. We build the low CPU mastering rack. Go to your master channel, add an audio effects rack, and we'll build a chain in this exact order. Utility, EQ8, glue compressor, saturator, multiband dynamics optional, and then limiter. And while we're building it, I want you to think like this. Each device does one job, and you keep it subtle. The loudness comes from stacking small improvements, not from one device doing violence. Device 1. Utility for sub safety and mono control. Turn on bass mono. Set the bass mono frequency around 120 Hz. You can go a bit lower like 100, or a bit higher like 140 depending on the tune, but 120 is a solid start for jungle. Set width to 100% for now. Neutral. Why this matters: club systems and old school playback situations punish wide low end. Stereo subs collapse, phase weirdness happens, and suddenly your massive bass disappears. So we force the sub foundation into mono, and we let stereo movement exist above that. Device 2. EQ for tiny correction, not surgery. Add EQ8. If your CPU pinched, you can even do a two-stage approach. Put channel EQ before EQ8 and use it as a micro tilt. Then keep EQ8 for only the essentials. That's a good Live 12 trick when you're running a big session. In EQ8, start with a high-pass filter at 25 to 30 Hz, 24 dB per octave. That's rumble you don't need. You can't really hear it, but the limiter will definitely hear it, and it will cost you loudness. Then do only small moves. If things are boxy, a tiny dip around 250 to 400 Hz, like -1 to -2 dB, Q around 1.2. If the breaks are dull, a small wide lift around 4 to 7kHz, maybe half a dB to 1.5. And if you want a bit of air, a shelf at 10 to 14k, again half to 1 dB. Here's the rule: if you regularly need more than about 2 dB on the master EQ, stop. That's not mastering, that's a mix issue you're trying to cover up. Also, one extra jungle specific trick: if your break gets painful after you push loudness, it's often not too much treble, it's too much upper mid transient density. That harsh crispy zone around 3.5 to 6kHz. A tiny, wide dip there before you saturate and limit can let you push louder without the hats turning into fizz. Device 3. Glue compressor. The break glue. Add glue compressor. Start with attack at 3 milliseconds. Release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. Now pull the threshold down until you're seeing about 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on the loud sections. Not more. Jungle needs micro dynamics. Too much compression kills the shuffle and the snap. and turn soft clip-on in the glue. This is one of the most CPU-efficient secret weapons in this whole chain, because those jungle snares and break peaks are spiky, like 1 to 3 milliseconds of pure violence. If you catch a little of that before the limiter doesn't have to overreact. That means you can often get the same loudness with less pumping and less smear. Here's a quick check. Turn off the final limiter for a second, and see where your master peak is sitting. If you're already near -1 dBFS without the limiter, you're basically still mixing into a limiter, even if you removed it. Pull the premaster down and rebuild density upstream with glue and saturation instead. Device 4. Saturator for harmonic fill. Add saturator. Set the mode to analog clip if you want that classic edge, or soft sine if you want smoother thickness. Start with drive around 1 to 3 dB. Turn soft clip on. Match your output so it's the same loudness when you bypass it, because if it's louder you'll always think it's better. What this does for old school vibes is huge. It adds mid-density so the track reads louder without needing the limiter to do all the work. You're basically creating loudness that doesn't rely on peak level. Device 5. Multiband dynamics. Optional, gentle. Add multiband dynamics only if you actually need that extra fill engine to translate the breaks and hold the bass. Do not reach for OTT. Start from default. Think of it like a subtle shaper. Low band, around 0 to 120 Hz. Keep stable. Ratio may be 1.3 to 1. Threshold so it only touches on the heaviest sub-notes, like 1 dB of gain reduction max. On the mid-band, 120 Hz to around 5K, you can make the breaks read a little more on small speakers by nudging the mid-band output up, like half a dB to 1 dB. That's the break translator move. If the groove starts changing, you did too much. If you shuffle feels slower, you did too much. High band, 5K and up, keep crisp but not hashy. If it gets brittle, don't keep boosting air. Back off the high band or tame that harsh mid-zone earlier with EQ. The jungle goal is wall of motion, not cymbals turned into sand. And if multiband feels like it's making you chase your tail, skip it. A lot of classic, punchy masters are basically utility, a little EQ, glue, saturator, limiter. Simple wins. Device 6. Limiter for final level and safety. Use Ableton's stock limiter. Set the ceiling to -1.0 dB. Look ahead around 1 millisecond to keep it punchy and light on CPU. Release on auto usually works. Now push the limiter gain until you're at your target loudness, but watch the gain reduction. For jungle, try to keep it typically around 1 to 4 dB. If you need 6 to 10 dB just to compete, that's not a limiter problem. That's a density problem in the mix, usually in the mids, or it's a gain staging problem where you're forcing the limiter to do everything. Advanced validation. The transient safe loudness trick with two limiters. If one limiter is audibly working too hard, split the job. Put limiter 1 to do just 0.5 to 1.5 dB of reduction, then limiter 2 is catch-only safety, ceiling still -1, barely touching. Same CPU class, often cleaner. Now step 3. Map macros so you can master like a producer, not like a mouse-click accountant. Open your audio effects rack macros and map these controls. Wait. Map to a low shelf gain in EQ8 around 80 to 120 Hz or even utility gain if you want it super simple. Break glue. Map to glue threshold. Snap. Map to glue attack. Give it a range from about 0.3 milliseconds up to 10 milliseconds. Faster attack means more clamp, less snap. Slower means more transient through. Grit. Map to saturator drive. Air. Map to the EQ8 high shelf gain. Ceiling or loud. Map to limiter gain. Now you've got a fast workflow. Touch a macro, listen, a slash B, move on. That's how you stay CPU light and decisive. Step 4. CPU discipline. This is where advanced producers actually win. If your set is heavy, freeze and flatten things like huge synth stacks, multi-voice basses, complicated resampling chains, and big reverbs. Do not oversample everything just because. Only oversample when you actually hear aliasing or distortion artifacts you don't want. In most jungle mastering contexts, your stock chain without aggressive oversampling is totally fine, and the vibe often benefits from a little edge anyway. Also, print your master passes. Do 2 or 3 printed versions, then mute the chain and compare audio files. That stops the endless tweak spiral and turns the decision into a musical choice. Step 5. Arrangement-aware mastering, the secret sauce for jungle. Old school D&B impact is contrast, not just loudness. The intro can be slightly less pushed. You can automate limiter drive down by about 1 dB during the intro, then bring it back at the drop. That makes the drop feel like it hits harder without actually needing more peak level. Another pro move, protect the first snare of the drop. If your master chain is clamping that first transient, the whole tune feels smaller, so automate the glue threshold slightly less aggressive for the first bar or two, then return to normal. We're talking tiny moves, not dramatic automation. It should feel like engineering, not like a trick, and watch breakdowns. When drums drop out, the high end can feel exposed. If needed, automate your air macro down by half a dB to 1 dB so the tune stays smooth. Step 6. Metering and targets, so you're not mastering blind. Check peak, you're capped at minus 1 dB. Check mono, do a quick utility width test at 0% on playback and make sure the break and bass still slap. If it collapses, fix the phase issues in the drum bus or the bass layers, not on the master. Check loudness. Modern jungle might live around minus 7 to minus 9 lufs integrated, but old school aesthetics can sit more like minus 9 to minus 11 and feel better. Do not chase a number. Chase snare impact and bass consistency.